Just briefly, by way of Chairman's remarks, let me just read to you a verse that is well known. It's in the book of the Revelation, chapter 13, the verse 17, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. I'd like just to emphasize, say a few words on a question that I have been asked quite a few times in recent weeks and recent months. It's in connection with the coronavirus pandemic, and it's to do particularly with the vaccinations that are now available. A number of people have asked me the question, is the vaccination and also the certification certificate and so on that goes with it, is that the mark of the beast? That sort of idea has been circulated in some church circles, and it has caused many Christians concern and uncertainty about the whole question. I want to emphasize to you men and women that the mark of the beast is not related to medication. It's not something that is related to medicine. I want to make that very clear. The mark of the beast is related to trade and to buying and selling, as this verse that we've read from clearly states. Certainly some of the things that are taking place in the world of finance, the changes, and even some of those changes are being introduced as a result of the current crisis. Some of those changes relating to technology, to electronic means of payment, to the chip and so on. All of these things are preparing, paving the way to the mark of the beast. But none of those things actually are the mark of the beast, and we want to make that perfectly clear to you. There's a very simple reason, men and women, why anything that's happening at present, whether it's to do with finance or to do with the world of medicine, why those things cannot be the mark of the beast. And it's simply this: because the beast, or the Antichrist, remember that the beast is one of the titles, is to show his ferocious nature, his wild nature, the attacks that he will make, particularly upon righteousness and the people of God. But the beast is one of the titles of the Antichrist, and the Antichrist has not yet arisen. Until the Antichrist is revealed and made manifest, the mark of the beast will not be implemented upon society. And we reckon it will be implemented just upon the Roman society, that is, the area of the earth where the old Roman Empire once covered. So until the Antichrist arises, until the beast is manifest, the mark of the beast will not be implemented. And that will not take place for some time yet, in fact for quite a few years yet. You ask, how do we know that? How can we say that? Well, there are certain things that have to be fulfilled first, before the Antichrist arises. There has to be the rebuilding of Babylon. Remember, one of his titles is King of Babylon. He's going to be the ruler of Babylon. The temple in Jerusalem must also be rebuilt before the Antichrist arises or is manifest. Because remember that he's going to set up the abomination in the holy place there in the temple of Jerusalem. Paul said, writing to the Thessalonians, we're not to be soon shaken or in mind. And I want to emphasize that. Don't be troubled. Don't be anxious by the things that are taking place at the moment. Or don't let anybody else trouble you with wild statements about things that they don't fully understand. None of the things that are happening at the present day in which we live is the mark of the beast, as spoken about in the prophetic scriptures. So pray the Lord will bless and help you through those few remarks today.